Challenge. This is a strange selection, I must say. The first 8 verses of chapter 16 are clearly marking. And the part we have here is an inspired, therefore biblical, word of God addition. So we have, you know, 3 different accounts. One to Mary Magdalene, one to the men on the way to Emmaus, and then to the 11 themselves. Now, he rebukes them for not believing. Is it easy to believe that someone has risen from the dead? You know, we've had 2 millennia of getting used to the idea. Just look at how the world to this day looks on death. You know, the Jews think something's going to happen. The Muslims have borrowed from the Christians, and, you know, but most people, that's it. The huge mourning rites you find among the Hindus and others, because that's it. In other words, death holds sway over all of human life. No matter how happy, handsome, beautiful, rich, successful you are, you're going to die. And there's nothing you can do to stop that. In the ancient world, it was a sign of great human maturity to accept your death nobly. That's the law of the universe. Nobody can touch that. If that law were reversed, the whole cosmos would be different. Don't you understand? You know, this isn't this isolated person, Henry, dying. It's the law of the whole universe. So they didn't get it. But you've got to realize how many millennia of conviction and effort to deal with death preceded them. Now, they were Jews. Therefore, they did have a sense of an afterlife. But that it actually happened. They believed in the general judgment. That was one of the problems that they had. Yes, we believe one day God will raise all the dead. But if one has raised now, the whole thing is different. In other words, he's called the first fruits from among the dead, right? Why am I saying this? I'm trying to show you the challenge to faith. They could have done it. What bridges the gap between conviction that that's that and prayer to the risen Christ who feeds us on his body and blood? The difference is the Holy Spirit. He creates faith in us. It's a divinely conferred grace by which we yield to the truth of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Despite all the evidence of the cosmos, despite all that's going on. Now, we're used to the idea. Thank God. But even that, and even when we take it for granted and don't think much about it, that conviction, huh, is the work of the Holy Spirit. How do we convince anybody else that Jesus really rose from the dead? How do we do that? we show ourselves alive. Not just breathing alive. And as the earlier part of Mark and the latter part from this section, we let the Lord work signs and wonders through us. One of the most infallible signs of being baptized in the Holy Spirit is martyrdom, because it conquers even the pain and fear of death. This gift we have, I mean, can you imagine if the Lord withdrew it? Where would we be? What would we do? What would be the meaning of human existence? So, you see, she went and told his companions, and when they heard he was alive and had been seen by her, they did not believe. Some crazy woman, a little bit, you know, delusional, she'll get over it, you know. Then the two fellas, and they went back, but they did not believe them either. Finally, Jesus comes. And what does he do? He rebukes them for their unbelief. In other words, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we have living access to the risen Jesus Christ. We know He is risen. You know, faith is a way of knowing. I'm preaching this way because the text is mostly about unbelief. And we say, oh, shame, shame. Well, if you were there and saw him die, that's that. For how many millennia? For how many parts in the whole world? Nobody rises from the dead. Yeah, you can raise Lazarus, but he's going to die again. This is different. There's a wonderful line in the first letter of Peter, chapter 1, verse 8 or 9, somewhere in there. Though you have not seen him, you still love him. Now think about that. That is a divinely conferred ability. If God, the Holy Spirit, did not give us that ability, we would not do that. Though you have not seen him, yet you love him. And you are working out your salvation, you see, with a joy that is unutterable. Pure gift. So let's see if we can avoid being scolded by Jesus for our hardness of heart. You know, we all believe, sure. I mean, we all believe because it's in the air. It's in the... But do you believe? Do you know? Have you talked to Jesus? Has he talked to you? Do you know who you're talking to? Can you tell other people, you know, who he is? This capacity to know him. You see it in the saints, of course. They've had visions. They've had a mystical transformation. But the ground of everybody is faith. The challenge is to let that gift grow in us. Grow in us. Yielding to the truth of it. And fighting off as hard as we can routine. Taking for granted. You know. Don't do that. I mean, we all do it. Do you believe that Jesus is risen from the dead? Yeah, I believe Jesus is risen from the dead. Who won the game yesterday? I mean, this incredible gift Though you have not seen him, you love him. And you rejoice with a joy unutterable. Pure gift. So then why is he so mad at these guys? Because the Holy Spirit was there and they would not yield to him. The evidence of their own brain, their own senses, was more important to them than the witness of the Holy Spirit in their spirit. That's why we pray every day, right? If we didn't, in a week, we'd be just as obtuse. We'd go along, sing along with Mitch, you know. I'd continue to be a Catholic, but it wouldn't be alive. When we have such an enormous number of people who are culturally Catholics, how long will that stand? If things get more difficult. Not very much. But I have an interesting dimension to that. I was at the, what do they call it? The rehearsal dinner last night. There was another priest there, fine man, he's going to do the preaching today. He was talking about hearing confessions for 10 and 12 hours over Easter time. And the people who came 20 years, 30 years, 40 years away. So we see the triumph of darkness over here. And this, you can't know much about because you can't talk about it. But it's there. The Lord is at work. Why would a guy away 40 years, decide? The Holy Spirit.